Good afternoon. 12 noon. It's 70 degrees, Rusty.
We're expecting a high near 75, but rain is coming in, and some of it could be thunderstorm-like.
Well, traffic remains blocked on a portion of Highway 42 at the South I-43 interchange due to a tipped tanker truck. Sheboygan County Sheriff's Department Sergeant Doug Tuttle said the tanker carrying 5,500 gallons of urea, which is found in urine, by the way, failed to negotiate the roundabout after leaving I-43 and trying to head north on 42 about 9:45 this morning. None of the liquid leaked out, but it'll have to be pumped into another vehicle before it can be moved. Now, as a result, all traffic northbound at the roundabout is closed, along with access to I-43 northbound. Tuttle said could be as late as 2 o'clock this afternoon before that traffic returns to normal there.
In other news, U.S. law enforcement officials are on the case of the beheading of American journalist James Foley. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland reports.
Attorney General Eric Holder says the Justice Department has an open criminal investigation into James Foley's death at the hands of Sunni ISIS militants.
We will not forget what happened, and people will be held accountable one way or the other.
Holder wouldn't comment on the failed mission to save Foley's life or on the video that showed his beheading. The DOJ will use the same controversial law enforcement model that was followed for the Benghazi attacks. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News Radio.
Well, the canvas of the vote in the 6th Congressional District is finished. The results only added to the difference between State Senators Joe Lipom and Glenn Grothman. Election night results had Grothman winning by 215 votes. Official results have that difference at 219. Lipom has said he would wait for the official results before deciding on a recount. At last report, no decision yet. Final numbers show Lipom outpolled Grothman in Sheboygan County by more than 4,500 votes, but it wasn't enough to offset Grothman's lead in the other 10 counties in the sprawling 6th District.
The Sheboygan area saw a drop in its unemployment rates last month. The State Department of Workforce Development says there was no change in the number of people employed in the Sheboygan metro area from last month, but it didn't matter as unemployment rates dropped in both the city of Sheboygan and Sheboygan County to 6 and 4.9% respectively. Across the state, nearly all the counties, major cities, and metro areas saw their rates dropped. For the state as a whole, the unemployment rate did go up 0.1% to 5.9%.
Two Americans who became infected with the Ebola virus while treating patients in Liberia are now out of an Atlanta hospital. Dr. Kent Brantley, traveling to an undisclosed location to be with his family, missionary Nancy Wrightball, was discharged from Emory University Hospital Tuesday. The CDC says both Brantley and Wrightball no longer have Ebola virus in their blood and pose no risk to the public.
Law enforcement officials are pleased with the quiet way last night passed in Ferguson, Missouri. Captain Ron Johnson of the Missouri State Highway Patrol said it was a very good night in Ferguson at a press conference early this morning. The St. Louis suburb has been rocked with protests since an unarmed black teen was shot dead by a white cop nearly 2 weeks ago.
Well, Rusty, Wisconsin law enforcement has received over $28 million in military equipment from the Pentagon since 2004, all part of a program that began in 1990. It's getting renewed scrutiny now in the wake of that police shooting you just talked about, the shooting in Ferguson, Missouri, and its violent aftermath. This week, President Obama said might be time to review the program. The ACLU says the events in Ferguson are triggering public debate over whether all this military gear is actually needed.
A faith-based coalition made another push yesterday to urge Wisconsin officials to cut the prison population in half by the end of next year. Over 100 members of Wisdom held a rally outside Milwaukee's secure detention facility. They said almost 4,000 parolees return to prison each year due to technical violations. A state corrections official says 40% of parolees sent back to prison last year were violent offenders. Wisdom wants to reduce the state's total population in prison from 22,000 inmates to 11,000. State officials say their top priorities are to keep law-abiding Wisconsinites safe.
Well, the Sheboygan County Veterans Memorial celebrating its 20th anniversary with a variety of events around their location on Wilgus Avenue from now through Sunday. Lots going on there. Memorial Committee member Alan Knoll says one attraction on site is The Wall That Heals. It's a traveling version of the Vietnam War Memorial, which also includes its own portable museum.
It's a big trailer that opens up panels, and they got different historical facts about the war in Vietnam, kind of like where it started and some of the big significant battles. I'm sure you heard like a Hamburger Hill, and it's got some stories about that significant events there.
Also on site, a casket caisson unit used at Arlington and the wall that remembers, recounting the events of 9/11 and the resulting wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. And then starting tomorrow at noon, a Huey helicopter that flew during the Vietnam War will also be on display there. Now, Noel says people can actually fly in it if they pay to join an organization to preserve it.
It costs you $100, And after you fill out all the paperwork and everything for that, they'll give you a complimentary ride.
The memorial itself will be rededicated during a ceremony on Saturday starting at 1 o'clock. The nearby Sheboygan County History Museum also has special displays in place in honor of the memorial's anniversary.
Well, very nice to have them recognizing 20 years of that. It's a beautiful monument out there.
It is. It really is. In the event you missed any of our stories or at times you're unable to listen to our new news, the entire newscast, by the way, posted on our website, WHBL.com, under podcast. Forecast, Rusty?
Oh, that radar's looking quite colorful. We've got a good chance of showers and thunderstorms the rest of today. A high of 75. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely, then becoming cloudy late. Low of 62. Tomorrow, partly sunny, humid. High of 82.
Right now, we're at 70 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh on WHBL. WHBL News Time, now 12:06.